4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
All right, liftoff, and the clock has started.
It's been 6 decades since NASA was created, and more than 5 decades since the liftoff you're hearing, America's first manned spaceflight gave the U.S. a firm stake in what was dubbed the space race. Now, a Ventura County man who spent nearly 3 decades as an Air Force and NASA historian has co-authored an ambitious new book looking at the history of space exploration.
What it really covers is the main artifacts of the space age, and the main artifacts being 100 of the spacecraft that have flown. And it includes not just American, but about in equal proportions, American, European, Russian, and a few Chinese, because the Chinese are just now coming on the horizon as major space power.
Michael Gorn's new book is called Spacecraft, 101 Iconic Rockets, Shuttles, and Spacecraft That Put Us in Space.
There are more than 200 illustrations that are original artworks produced by my collaborator, who is an Italian engineer and illustrator named Giuseppe De Chiara. These are original artworks that are, in some cases, cutaways, in some cases, views from the top, views from the side, varying from spacecraft to spacecraft. My writing takes a historian's approach and talks about how these different spacecraft came to be, who the personalities were who built them, why they're used, how they've been used.
Gorn worked as a NASA historian and was chief historian when he retired in 2010, but his fascination with space continues. The Ventura County man says the book is a celebration of some major space exploration milestones.
How much we've accomplished in a very short period of time. This is the 60th anniversary of NASA. That's part of the reason for the book. And the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, the first moon landing by human beings, next year. So what we want to do in the book is to summarize what we've done in 60 years, give some hints about where we might be going, but also to indicate in a candid way how risky this has all been, especially for human space flight.
The historian says NASA is so good at doing what it does, the public really lost sense of how dangerous manned space flight really was and still is.
NASA is the victim of its own initial success. The successes in Apollo set a standard that's so high that it's very hard for NASA to meet it in terms of the thrill that it gave because it was so new and it did such adventurous things, and the lack of casualties.
A new and already critically acclaimed movie coming out this month called First Man tries to show what those dangers were like in the early days of the space program. It stars Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong and Claire Foy as his wife. Gorn talks about one of the incidents involving Neil Armstrong, which almost changed the history of the space program as we know it today.
When Armstrong was practicing for his flight to the moon, he flew a really odd-shaped vehicle called the Lunar Landing Research Vehicle, a tall tower that would simulate lunar gravity. So it would actually fly. Armstrong was on one test mission. The machine started to topple over. He ejected. If he had not ejected, he would have been killed, and there would have been no Neil Armstrong on the moon.
But that split-second decision was all it took for Armstrong to make it to safety and eventually make history.
I'm going to step off the land now.
The Ventura County author says while we've seen a number of movies in recent years about manned missions to other planets, especially Mars, he doesn't think it will happen in our lifetime.
We are going to go back to the moon. We might build a habitation there. We might send astronauts to asteroids. I don't think there'll be a Mars mission in our lifetime. The risks of radiation, the distance, what such long isolation does to people. I think these are all things that argue against it, at least as we know it now.
The new book, Spacecraft, is in bookstores now and is also shipping online for the first time this week. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.